Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Countdown with Keith Olbermann is a production of iHeartRadio. I think Republicans may see a window to exorcise Donald Trump from their party over the dinner with Nick Fuentes and Kanye West. I think. His vice president, his envoy against anti-Semitism, at least a dozen Republican senators, others all stampeding towards the Trumpian exit yesterday and last night, and only a few of them even bothering to try to both sides it as they climbed all over each other to get to the door and pretend to actually give a crap. Relax, I am not interested in their very flexible and utterly reversible and completely transparent morals. They did this with the Access Hollywood tape, too. They don't care. Trump doesn't care. This is not about caring. This is not about what's right. This is about the political calculus. And if the cards continue to fall the way they did yesterday, Trump will not be the Republican nominee in 2024, and that means Trump will become a third-party candidate because he has to. And this we want. What matters right now is the language this time sounds more like driving multiple stakes through the heart of the vampire. And many key Republicans said important, albeit insincere and hypocritical things, about him not belonging in the party. This is from Rick Scott, who a week ago today was running point against Mitch McConnell for Donald Trump. And then a week ago tonight, Trump had Kanye West and Nick Fuentes over to dinner. Quote, there's no room in the Republican Party for white supremacy, anti-Semitism. Should Trump then condemn Fuentes and or West? I think Republicans should all condemn white supremacy and anti-Semitism. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, President Trump hosting racist anti-Semites for dinner encourages other racist anti-Semites. These attitudes are immoral and should not be entertained. This is not the Republican Party. Yeah, it is. But that's not important right now. The version of that quote with ellipses is Trump ... is not the Republican Party. Mitt Romney, now with new beard in progress, condemning and then adding, quote, I certainly don't want him hanging over our party like a gargoyle. Let me repeat the key point. This is not about Republican morals. There are no Republican morals. This is about reality. If there are 100 methods to keep Donald Trump from returning to the White House in 2025, and another 100 methods to keep any Republican out, responsible, non-fascist Americans have to step on the gas on all 200 methods simultaneously. And one of them is the reminder that the best odds of doing both of these things at the same time is getting somebody else the Republican nomination and thus forcing Trump onto a third-party ticket. Because Trump will run under indictment. He would run from jail. Hell, there are times I begin to think Trump might run posthumously. Anyway, just as many Republicans went halfway, that must be said. It had to be somebody else's fault. Trump couldn't be that evil. Or they whispered, that's stupid. John Thune, I don't know who's advising him on his staff, but I hope that whoever that person was got fired. The person, of course, is Trump. We all know that, John. Thank you. Senator Tom Tillis, if the reports are true and the president didn't know who he, Fuentes, was, whoever let him in the room should be fired. And that is actually a lot less mealy-mouthed than it sounds, because Tillis is implying if the reports are not true, the whoever let him in the room was Trump, as we know it was, and Tillis is this close to saying it's Trump who should be fired. John Cornyn even called it bad, or perhaps that was Ted Cruz, and Cornyn just cut and pasted Cruz's remark. Senator Capito, ridiculous you would do something with someone who espouses those views. Senator Ernst, it is really ridiculous that he would do that. Senator Fisher, I think it's wrong anytime you elevate comments that that person says. Even Senator Susan Collins. Trump, quote, should never have had a meal or even a meeting with Nick Fuentes, which, as an aside, goes into the Susan Collins Hall of Fame because it implies that a meal among anti-Semites is far worse than a meeting among anti-Semites. Marco Rubio called Fuentes a, quote, ass clown, unquote, but insisted Trump is not an anti-Semite. Spoiler alert, sure he is. Rubio said he hoped Trump would condemn Fuentes. Josh Running Man Hawley and Congressman Comer of the Marilyn Thomas allegations tried to swerve it back to Ilhan Omar, and Hawley, the nitwit, then went further and added he supposed Trump, quote, can have dinner with whomever he wants to. But as interesting as anything said yesterday, and it is a shocker considering the boilerplate pablum for which this guy seems to be the exclusive American distributor, what was said by Mike Pence? He went all extremes. There is no middle in his statement about Trump and Fuentes and West. Of Trump, he says, quote, I think he should apologize for it. And he should denounce those individuals and their hateful rhetoric without qualification. Then the nonsense at the other end of the spectrum, echoing Rubio, I don't believe Donald Trump is an anti-Semite. I don't believe he's a racist or a bigot. I would not have been his vice president if he was. Mike, of course you would have. You did for 14 days after he encouraged his thugs to hang you. I would not have been his vice president. He would have been his vice president if he'd set you on fire on day one. But Pence insisting Trump should apologize circles back to my point. The Republicans are useful in this society only because they individually and collectively describe the paths of their own political landscape with none of those cumbersome morals or values or laws getting in the way of the pure grunting thrust of their individual lusts for power. Pence insists on an apology from Trump about Fuentes and West because Pence thinks his chances of the presidential nomination are increased by insisting on an apology. Just as Rick Scott said there is no room in the Republican Party because somebody told him his chances of becoming minority leader would shoot upwards if he did. Just as Ron DeSantis saying nothing is because that serves him best, and Lindsey Graham, and Ted Cruz. Just as Kevin McCarthy saying nothing, I guess, saves him from yet a third or fourth coat of that paint being applied to the corner he has painted himself into. McCarthy, if he even can secure the speakership, promised to yank Congresswoman Omar off of her committees because of what the Republicans falsely claim is her anti-Semitism. Trump is strategizing with his fellow anti-Semites and tarring the Republican Party with the stain, and McCarthy may not be able to get away with silence, but it's his best bet, given the Omar situation. And then there is one more, even more abject political calculation that shows where Trump stands after the Fuentes fiasco, how much damage he has done to himself in a week's time, and the mouth-watering prospect of the Republicans splitting into a mainstream party that nominates somebody like DeSantis, and the completely crazy offshoot that gets 25 to 30% of the vote and sends a Democrat comfortably into the White House in 2 years. Nobody is coming out and saying Nick Fuentes is the direct cause of this last abject political calculation. Lord knows Trump had already done enough this month to make himself a political albatross in real time. But the timing of this is more than, well, just timing. Let me just quote this out of the New York Times from last night. Donald J. Trump will not cross the Florida state line to campaign with Herschel Walker during the final week of the Georgia Senate runoff election after both camps decided, the former president's appearance carried more political risks than rewards, campaign officials for the two Republicans said on Monday. When Herschel Walker doesn't want you to be seen anywhere near his erection.
Well, first of all, this election is more than Herschel Walker. This election is about the people. Well, first of all, this election is more than Herschel Walker. This election is about the people. Well, first of all, this election is more than Herschel Walker. This election is about the people. Well,
as a footnote to this, at first blush, it is kind of amazing that all the Republican blowback is about Nick Fuentes, and almost none of it mentions Kanye West by name. I guess focus groups in the Senate and the House and elsewhere in the GOP say there is still some sort of overlap between Republican voters and Kanye West fans. Please note, West and Fuentes were on a live stream last night, and when the host would not instantly agree with West that the media is run by the Jews, to use their terms, and that those terms, media and Jews, are interchangeable. When the host just stopped for almost literally a second to say that the words were not entirely synonymous, Kanye West got up and walked off the set because there was not immediate agreement with his perfect, rounded, well-formed anti-Semitism and hate. The scumbag. And lastly, there is Trump himself, joyfully back from his brief collision with reality during his official announcement that he was running, and finding a nice juicy delusion to cower behind. Dismissive and offhand about Fuentes and West and the dinner over the weekend, and of course, as ever, the real victim here. He has now gone radio silent on these topics and instead happily posted yet another confession in the nuclear documents kleptomania case. Quote, when will you invade the other president's homes in search of documents which are voluminous, which they took with them, but not nearly so openly and transparently as I did? Subtracting the usual Trump crap for brains pretzel logic from that sentence, Trump just admitted he not only took documents, but did so openly. That is such a confession that even Jack Smith and Merrick Garland may have noticed it. It is such a confession that I am half expecting a quote today reading, "These attitudes about taking documents are immoral and should not be entertained. This is not the Republican Party." Coming from Nick Fuentes. Still ahead, a curious twist in the other Trump saga as the January 6th committee takes 5 hours of testimony on the record from Kellyanne Conjob. The World Cup, the soccer tournament, may have triggered, at least it accelerated, the anti-government protests in China. We know that because of something the Chinese have done. And in Things I Promise Not to Tell, have you heard the Fox Sports World Cup commentator, Alexei Lalas, the former player? A lot of people are complaining. Me? I did a commercial with Alexei Lalas a quarter century ago, and he was a gas. And I got to destroy his guitar in the middle of the crowded and largely unprepared for it ESPN newsroom. Kabong! If you want to enjoy yourself, destroying a guitar in the middle of a crowded workplace is really near the top of your list. That's next. This is Countdown. So the best way to get what you need is to be prepared and to do it early, like World Series tickets. My dad had the foolproof plan for getting us World Series tickets behind the home dugout in 1976, 77, 78. He bought season tickets in the Bronx in 1972. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/countdown. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology hits the front row to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/countdown to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/countdown. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Terminix. Terminix can't help you run for office or take on the country's biggest problems, but they can help you solve one of the peskiest problems at home, pests. You know, the ants in your kitchen, the roaches under your sink, even the termites in the walls. Because when pests show up, so does Terminix. No matter what type of pest it is, they can Terminix it fast with personalized pest care that puts you in control. Their expertly trained technicians may not know intricate political strategy, but they know their local pest pressures. And with customized plans tailored to your specific situation, you get everything you need to not just get pests out, but keep them out for good. Between their speedy service, caring technicians, and over 95 years of experience, it's no mystery why they're trusted by homes and businesses everywhere. So if you have a pest problem, don't stress it, Terminix it. Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today. That's T-E-R-M-I-N-I-X.com to book online today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Countdown with Keith Olbermann.
Still ahead on Countdown, top 10 names for puppies for 2022. You bet I'm interested. And if you don't think sports and politics are attached at the hip, one of the accelerators of the anti-government protests in China, the broadcasts of the World Cup soccer tournament in Qatar. And speaking of those World Cup broadcasts, do you like Alexei Lalas's work for Fox? Well, a lot say yes and a lot say no. Either way, I did a commercial with him, and boy, is that a story coming up. First, in each edition of Countdown, we feature a dog in need you can help. Every dog has its day. In New York, Luca's family became homeless, and for some reason, we think that's a good enough reason to kill him. A year old, he needs to be a solo dog, but he loves his humans, all humans. He loves playing, and you can help save him. Remember Elaine Boozler's offer to help underwrite your expenses if you adopt Luca off the kill list in New York. If you can help or just retweet, Luca will be the pinned tweet at Tom Jumbo Grumbo and also in my personal feed. I thank you, and Luca thanks you. Postscripts to the news, some headlines, some updates, some snarks, some predictions. Dateline Washington, Kellyanne Conjob testifies to the January 6th committee. 5 hours on the record. CNN says it was mostly about reports in several of the, what is it now, 740 different Trump tell-all books that Kellyanne Conjob quoted Trump to acquaintances as saying he wondered aloud how he could have lost to effing Joe Biden. In the weeks before the Republicans put them out of business, the January 6th committee is desperately trying to establish under oath that Trump knew he lost the election and inspired the coup attempts anyway. And Dateline Seattle, the new list is out. Which new list? The most popular names for American dogs and cats, puppies and kittens, courtesy Rover.com. You bet. The big takeaway, the most popular name for female dogs is Luna. And the most popular name for female cats is also Luna. Luna just replaced Bella among girl dogs. The rest of that top 10, Daisy, Lucy, Lily, Zoe, Lola, Sadie, Bailey, and Stella. Stella! Top 10 male dog names, Max again, Charlie, Cooper, Milo, Buddy, Rocky, Bear, Teddy, Duke, Leo, Oliver, and Milo are the top two among male cats. As to Teddy placing eighth among the male dogs, my guy Ted says, I guess so.
This is SportsCenter. Wait, check that. Not anymore. This is Countdown with Keith Olbermann.
In sports, next time somebody tells you sports is not political or should not be, ask them about this. Several analysts agree the anti-government protests in China accelerated when Chinese soccer fans saw the first World Cup game broadcasts from Qatar, and they saw spectators there who were not required to wear masks. The government had not informed them that there were countries that had moved past masks, or at least mandatory masks. If you have any doubts that this story is true, the BBC lead correspondent in China, Stephen McDonnell, reporting, quote, China Central Television is editing out close-ups of spectators in its coverage of the World Cup so Chinese viewers don't see thousands of fans without masks.
Also, an Iranian woman has been expelled from one of those stadiums for wearing a shirt reading Women, Life, Freedom. They also banned two idiots from England who were dressed as medieval crusaders, complete with chainmail and helmets, who apparently did not think it would bother anybody in the Middle East where the British and English crusaders, you know, crusaded. A little closer to home, baseball's most underrated run producer is changing teams. Jose Abreu, 863 RBI, the second most since he came to the majors in 2014, signing with the Astros as a free agent. His old team, the White Sox, under owner Jerry Reinsdorf, just watching. You know how old Jerry Reinsdorf is? He's 206. Thank you, Nancy Faust, and you're welcome, Nancy Faust. A baseball deal that may happen and may happen soon. The free agent Dodgers shortstop Trey Turner to the Phillies. The Dodgers also reportedly met with free agent pitcher Justin Verlander yesterday, most recently of Houston. Oh, you know how old Justin Verlander is? What do you mean 206? He'll be 40. 206? 206? It's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Who said 206? Where'd you get an idea like that? Ahead, Alexei Lalas is back in the news. I did a commercial with him in 1996. It was, frankly, one of the most fun things I've ever done in my career. How often do you get to smash a guitar? Details and the backstory of that smashed guitar and what happened to it coming up. First, the daily roundup of the miscreants, morons, and Dunning-Kruger effect specimens who constitute today's worst persons in the world. The bronze, if you missed it, Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, possibly the stupidest person in America, put out a holiday baking video. Well, guess what? Turns out she can't Senate. And she can't cook. Senator Blackburn told viewers to make cookies on wax paper, preset the oven to 375 degrees, and then put the cookies and the wax paper into the oven. They must have to keep a fire engine parked outside her house. Runner-up Jamie Mitchell of, quote, Gays Against Groomers with a solution to homophobic shootings like the one in Colorado Springs. Quote, I don't think it's going to stop until we end this evil agenda that is attacking children. Which, swapping a couple of words, is exactly what white people in the South said about lynchings in the 1930s. It's not just blaming the victim. It is a veiled threat to continue to kill the victims. And by the way, it's not that veiled. But our winners, right-wing stooge Steven Crowder and Elon Musk, also right-wing stooge. Crowder tweets a screenshot from something called Rebel News, which reads, Antifa extremists stage plans to burn down Tesla outlets for following Twitter bans. Crowder adds, the tolerant left. First off, it's Rebel News, which is a propaganda site run by Canada's really, the word I want here is challenged right-winger Ezra Levant. But secondly, even if that were true, Antifa extremist stage plans to burn down Tesla outlets following Twitter bans, going to the trouble of burning those things down would be unnecessary. I mean, if anybody wants Elon Musk's Tesla outlets to burn down, you just stand there and wait until the Teslas themselves spontaneously combust. Steven, convince me I'm wrong. You were born wrong, Crowder. And Elon, if my guns work like my cars, don't anybody stand near me, Musk. Today's worst persons in the world.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Terminix. Terminix can't help you run for office or take on the country's biggest problems, but they can help you solve one of the peskiest problems at home, pests. You know, the ants in your kitchen, the roaches under your sink, even the termites in the walls. Because when pests show up, so does Terminix. No matter what type of pest it is, they can Terminix it fast with personalized pest care that puts you in control. Their expertly trained technicians may not know intricate political strategy, but they know their local pest pressures. And with customized plans tailored to your specific situation, you get everything you need to not just get pests out, but keep them out for good. Between their speedy service, caring technicians, and over 95 years of experience, it's no mystery why they're trusted by homes and businesses everywhere. So if you have a pest problem, don't stress it, Terminix it. Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today. That's TERMINIX.com to book online today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The number one story on the countdown and my favorite topic, me and things I promised not to tell. And with the World Cup continuing, I don't know if you think of that as good news or bad news. I told you one ESPN World Cup story last week, the saga of the well-intentioned Gary Miller going the extra mile to try to explain the surfeit of red card penalties to the U.S. audience during the 1994 soccer tournament, only to come a cropper when he had to pronounce such names as Rigobert Bahanag Song and Gianluca Pagliuca and Bebeto, and thus creating the infamous soccer breakdown outtake tape. But there is a second story worth telling about the World Cup, and I was reminded of it when the long knives of social media came out last week for Fox Sports World Cup analyst and long-ago American star Alexei Lalas. The 1994 World Cup did not really do that much for American soccer, which, as you know, is the sport of the future in this country, and always will be. It did make a lot of Americans into fans, but fans of European clubs, especially the British clubs. But for a while, Alexei Lalas, with his shoulder-length reddish-blonde hair and his billy goat beard and his anti-establishment vibe, he was on the front burners of American sports. So naturally, ESPN wanted him for the surrealist fake documentary commercials called This Is SportsCenter. And sure enough, he came to Bristol and they devised a bit in which Gary Miller, Gianluca Pagliuca's Gary Miller, would be sitting at a desk in the SportsCenter newsroom as, atop the adjoining desk, Lalas sat, cross-legged, philosophizing on relaxation and vibes and finally playing Michael Row the Boat Ashore on his guitar. At that point, the commercial turned into one of the classic scenes from John Belushi's Animal House film.
Another sportscaster was to storm into the newsroom, pull the guitar out of Lallis's hands, and then smash it against a cubicle wall with the greatest grunt he could achieve, and then hand Lallis back whatever was left of the guitar, and, like Belushi, say, "Sorry. Well, they asked me to be the other sportscaster who smashes the guitar." So picture that in your mind as I play what it sounded like for 20 seconds or so, and then I have what I think is a really good backstory about the filming of this one.
You know, I've been talking to you all afternoon about the tension, about the darkness. You know, we got to do something about that.
Michael Rowe, your boat ashore. Hallelujah, everybody. Rowe, your boat ashore.
For time's sake, the word sorry didn't make it. So the backstory, and it's out of chronological order. The guitar that Alexei Lallis was playing was not the one I smashed. There was an exact duplicate that had been bought, it had been taken apart, it had been sawed, and basically it was put back together with scotch tape. It would hold together long enough for him to strum a few sour notes on it, and then for me to grab it and smash it. They were confident it would not fly apart until I hit the cubicle wall with it, but they still told me to simply grab it, not yank it out of his hands, or I might be left holding the neck of the guitar and Alexei holding the rest of it. This was especially problematic because we only had the one prop guitar. That's right, we made the business end of that commercial in one take. The This Is SportsCenter campaign not only frequently achieved something approaching genius levels of originality and creativity, but they were all done cheaper than local news promos in Burlington, Vermont in 1982. We often shot three of these commercials in one day. And it wasn't until the second series of ads did the SportsCenter anchors who starred in one or two or three even get credit for a day off. In one of them, Charlie Steiner is trying to get his tape of highlights back from the Harlem Globetrotters, who are passing it around like a basketball, and he says, "Keith, a little help?" And I'm typing away at my computer, and I say, "Sure, Charlie," and I don't even look at him, let alone stop typing, let alone give him any help. And that's done because the commercial was shot in the area right behind my desk, because nobody was working there that day except me. And it was around 5 p.m., and I was, in fact, sitting at my desk writing the 11 p.m. SportsCenter script. And the original commercial script did not call for me to even be in Charlie's commercial, but on the fly, the writer said, "Hey, Keith, can you give us one line?" And I said, "As long as I can keep writing." And they said, "Perfect." And by the way, Charlie did the commercial around 5 o'clock or so, and then went and anchored the 6:30 p.m. SportsCenter. The spot we did where hockey legend Gordie Howe beats me up while I am trying to read through a script, also shot at my desk, also on a day I was anchoring the show, and that was my real script. Anyway, back to Alexei Lallis and the guitar. So we only had the one prop guitar, and so we only had the one take, and we were shooting it in the actual SportsCenter newsroom, of course. In fact, they were remodeling the real newsroom to accommodate the launch of the new ESPN News Network. So this was the temporary, even more crowded than usual newsroom. So the cameraman and the producer and the writer and I walked through how they thought it would work best, since I would have to weave past people who were really doing their jobs and going to other desks and talking to people and stuff. They had two cameras in the little hallway that constituted the temporary newsroom's northern border, and they put a third, smaller camera on the floor where they guessed that a piece of the guitar might land after I smashed it. "See if you can get the fret or something to go here," the producer said. "That'd make a great shot." I asked him how in the hell I was supposed to do that, since we couldn't even practice the smash, and he said, "Well, honestly, I don't know. Telepathy, maybe?" That was the other salient part of the backstory. Since we only had the one take, and we wouldn't even be doing a dry run because they didn't want the guitar to fall apart in my hands, I would say less than half the people crowded into the temporary newsroom had any idea that when I came in, I was in the commercial, let alone that I was going to actually and loudly destroy a guitar by smashing it against a low cubicle wall. Even if the guitar has been pre-broken and taped back together as that one was, it is still going to make a lot of noise. Wait, I said to my friend Hank, who wrote it. You're not warning anybody, are you, you little devil? Hank got a gleeful, evil, glazed look in his eyes. No, isn't that great? So they filmed the close-ups of Gary, and they filmed the close-ups of Alexei, and then they set me up to enter from a vestibule through two swinging doors with windows in them, which was along the periphery of the temporary newsroom. Then a right turn, and then about, 15, 20 feet to where Alexei and Gary were still sitting. My target for exactly where I should hit the guitar was clearly marked on the cubicle wall, and they even put marks on the carpet of where a couple of practice walks had shown would give me the best chance at a solid stance when I swung the guitar and sent it el-kabonging to its doom. And nobody ever said, quiet, or roll, or here we go. They told people in the room that they were just shooting some cover angles on Gary and Alexei, and people could say or move whatever and wherever they wanted to, just so long they didn't get away with the cameras. Then they just tapped the desks for Alexei and Gary to start, and the producer waved to me, and in I went, trying to channel John Belushi when he takes the guitar away from Stephen Bishop on the stairs of the frat house in Animal House. I furrowed my brow, and I tried to fake some venom towards Alexei Lalas. I found the emotion. As I came through the doors, I kept thinking that since I had been 8 years old, I had heard people call soccer the sport of the future here, and I was now 37, and I was damn tired of hearing it. Lalas was strumming on the nearly neutered prop guitar. It made a sick sound. I took my strides. I hit the marks. I grabbed the guitar by the neck with my right hand, and simultaneously, Alexei let go. And then with both hands, I swung the guitar back over my head and smashed it right on the mark. As you heard,
Michael Rowe, you vote ashore. Hallelujah, everybody. Rowe, you vote ashore.
The SportsCenter newsroom promptly went silent. For several seconds, the reaction was identical to what it would have been had there been no commercial being made and no cameras present, and I had just walked in and destroyed somebody's guitar. Which I guess a lot of people expected I might do someday, because even a lot of the people who were surprised were not surprised. Craig Wax, the skinny research guy, can be seen in the finished commercial, which is on YouTube, for a second, far left, just staring at me like, yeah, well, we always knew Keith would do something like that. After I destroyed the guitar, and I have to say, I did it really well. I kept moving, per the plan, until I walked back through the swinging doors and out of shot. The director shouted, cut. I walked back in, and the crew gave me a round of applause, and a couple of them were cheering out of all proportion, even if I had done as good of a job as I thought. Come here, the cameraman kept saying. Come here. That extra camera on the floor, they backed the videotape up from it, and they showed it to me. When I smashed the guitar, the fretboard, the actual wood and metal piece on the neck flew off and not only landed near the third camera's lens, it hit it on the fly and it stuck there. They were as happy as if they were engineers imploding a building for the first time, and it had fallen exactly as they had hoped. Plus, they showed me the playback from the first camera, and there was an assignment desk editor with her back to the action on the phone, completely unaware of what was happening or even that they were rolling film and videotape, and she literally jumped several inches out of her seat of her chair. But to me, the best part of this thing is Gary Miller. Even if you know a loud noise is coming, it is quite the effort to not flinch a little when it happens, basically right over your shoulder. I mean, ask the little kid in the movie North by Northwest, where Eva Marie Saint shoots Cary Grant, and he sticks his fingers in his ears because it's take 37 and he knows the noise is coming. I mean, you're aware of it just for the possibility that somebody will screw it up like me, and debris will fly into the back of your head. But if you watch Gary Miller in this SportsCenter commercial, he doesn't even blink. Just a little deadpan head jerk. It's perfect. What also amazes me is that we got all this done in 24 seconds of running time. Alexei goes on about negativity, how they have to do something about it. He plays enough of the song that you recognize it. You get a shot of cheerleaders incongruously in the middle of the background. I appear from nowhere, move over there, smash the guitar while roaring spectacularly. I give him back the neck of the thing. The only thing missing is that shot of the fret bar flying into camera three. They explained they didn't have the extra 2 seconds. Scene. I remember enjoying doing this so much that I asked them for the front of the body of the guitar and I had Alexei sign it to me on the spot. It hung framed in my various offices for about 15 years. In 2014, I was leaving the recording of Stephen Colbert's final episode for Comedy Central. I was one of 100 guests. And I went out onto the street to find a cab home. And I got one. And in getting into it, I nearly ran into Alexei Lalas, who was one of the other 100 guests. I laughed, he laughed, and he said, "And I don't even have my guitar with me." And one last note. I doubt this will be of any practical use to you, but I must say, as somebody who was accorded this rare privilege, not only of doing this, but of doing this with impunity and doing this to applause, if you are trying to healthily vent any frustrations or anger in your life, smashing a guitar against a workplace cubicle wall is exactly as satisfying as you would expect it would be. I've done all the damage I can do here. In this case, literally. Thanks for listening. If you're not following or subscribed or whatever to this podcast, please do so and stop a passerby on the street and get them to as well. Here are our credits. Most of the music, including our theme from Beethoven's Ninth, was arranged, produced, and performed by Brian Ray and John Philip Chenail. They are the Countdown musical directors. All orchestration and keyboards by John Philip Chenail. Guitars, except for the Alexei Lalas guitar, bass and drums by Brian Ray, produced by TKO Brothers. Other Beethoven selections have been arranged and performed by No Horns Allowed. The sports music is the Olbermann theme from ESPN2, and it was written by Mitch Warren Davis, courtesy of ESPN Inc. Musical comments by Nancy Faust, the best baseball stadium organist ever. Our announcer today was Tony Kornheiser. Everything else is pretty much my fault. So that's Countdown for this, the 693rd day since Donald Trump's first attempted coup against the democratically elected government of the United States. Arrest him now, while we still can. A new edition tomorrow. Until then, I'm Keith Olbermann. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, and good luck. Countdown with Keith Olbermann is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Dealing with pests can be a pain, but relax, Terminix can help. Because when pests show up, so does Terminix. With over 95 years of experience, they have what it takes to take on any pest problem fast. If your home or business has pests, don't stress it. Terminix it. Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today. That's TERMINIX.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch,
every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.